Ever wonder if there's more to the movies you love? Do you like to ponder how they got from A to Z? Who chose the plot twists? Why use those characters? Is there a deeper meaning? We're here to explore those questions and maybe learn a bit along the way. VGB Studios proudly presents The Filmlosophers.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of The Filmlosophers, the show that gets into the movies you love and digs a little deeper. I am your host, Eddie Villanueva, and alongside me, as always, is Mr. Spencer. Too many questions, Williams.
Well, that's showing our hand for what's happening today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special episode today as we actually decided not to review a movie, but to actually review our friendship.
This is not going to go well.
We'll give you a little bit more insight as to what we're talking about as the episode goes on a little bit more, but needless to say, we have an exciting episode for you. Right, Spence?
Yeah, it's going to be something amazing. We're just so off the rails.
It's true. But yeah, we're excited, and as we said, we're looking for a really fun opportunity to kind of conversate and let you get to know us a little bit more as we discuss. So before we do, Spence, you want to hit us with those opening credits?
All right. The Filmlosophers podcast is brought to you by Mingle Media TV and VGB Studios. You can catch new episodes each Wednesday morning. Just go to your favorite podcast players such as Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Libsyn, Player FM, Audio Boom, and Pandora. Like Eddie, so
we
generally
are now on Pandora, guys.
Yeah, everyone's
with Avatar and everything.
Don't that's such a lame joke.
Hey, shut up. I just brought it up.
Come and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/filmlosopher and on Twitter at twitter.com/filmlosophy101. Plus, don't be sure to check out our episode.
Plus, arc. Don't.
Plus, don't. Don't.
Subscribe to us. Plus, don't.
Hey, we have an episode archive on our website, filmlosophers.com, and you should definitely check it out.
That's right. We got over 160 episodes. This would actually be episode 170. And, right?
Sure.
Yeah, 170. This is episode 170. We're sure. Heck yeah, we're sure. What are you talking about?
Off the rails.
You're not my dad. So check out all of our episodes on our website at filmlosophers.com. And, yeah, we'd love to have you subscribe to us. So, but as we said, this is going to be a special episode as we are going to be taking the time to actually talk about each other.
This has always gone so well in the past.
It has. You know what? It has.
For who? Not for me.
I mean, it has.
So, anyone just review any intro of this podcast from the last year and let's see what kind of things Eddie has said.
I don't know
me.
What Spencer's even talking about. It's all just gobbledygook coming out of his head. But we decided to take some time out of our busy summer blockbuster portion of the year, and we put the pool floaties down, we jumped out of the pool, put the watermelon away, put aside the barbecue, and decided to come in here and talk a little bit about each other and kind of mention, like, obviously for the two of us, we both have a strong passion for movies. I would say that's adequate.
Sure.
Wow. That back and forth is just brimming with excitement.
The best.
So with that said, we both have very much an affinity to movies, and we've been friends actually for quite a while. I know it doesn't always sound like it sometimes, but
in fact, some people might be shocked to hear that.
Some people might be shocked to hear that me and Spence have actually been friends for almost 10 years.
Oh, gosh, when you say it like that, it sounds just so long.
We've been friends for almost 10 years, and in doing so, I think it's safe to say, Spence, we've experienced a lot of different things together. We've gone and had we like to go and like eat Popeye's chicken together and talk mm-hmm. about nerd things and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We've gone to the movies several times, like literally so many times. I don't even think I can keep track of all of them.
I know I can't.
And we've been just the best of friends for all this time. So we're gonna test that relationship today, and we're gonna have us a little bit of a trivia off. So this is essentially the Filmlosopher's first ever host trivia night, I guess, if you want to call it that.
This is
yeah, cue the Jeopardy music. We're going to actually, so we've come up with a slew of questions. Thank you, Alex. We've come up with a slew of questions to ask each other in regards to our affinity to movies. They're personal movie questions that we've created to pose to the other person to see how much that person actually knows us in the movie category. Mm-hmm. So this isn't like, you know, Alex, I'll take Spencer's movies for $200. No, this is more along the lines of, you know, hey, how well have we been paying attention in the conversations we've been in? So, needless to say, this is going to be an interesting development, as we are literally barely creating this on the spot.
Really? This seems so well thought out, though.
You know what? I don't need your sass, okay? I don't need it.
Okay.
I mean, I do need it.
But. Yeah.
So, needless to say, let's go ahead and get things kicked off. Spence, do you want to go first or should I?
You go first.
I go first. Yeah. Oh, you're really like, you're cruising for a bruising is what you're saying.
Okay, like, some of my questions I feel are fairly easy. Like, if you've just been listening to any time I've talked, you probably know the answer.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Right.
But yours, I'm worried that they're going to be ridiculously hard.
Well, I mean, I make no promises.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me pull up my document right here.
Okay.
Of my 20 questions I created.
Mm.
And yeah, we'll get this thing underway. All right. Spencer Williams, friend of mine for almost a decade.
Okay.
Here is my first question.
All right. Let's do this.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. My first question to you.
Mm-hmm.
What is my favorite Pixar movie thus far?
Favorite Pixar movie?
You got a minute. I put a minute timer on here, so you got a minute.
How come I can't see this timer?
Oh, you're not the producer. You don't get to see it from back here.
Well, it's definitely not any of the Cars movies. That's safely out.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad you didn't.
Jeez. Like, now I'm having a hard time remembering even what Pixar movies came out.
You got probably about 10 seconds left.
I don't feel like that's been a minute. But I guess I will say the first Toy Story.
Is that your final answer?
That is not part of The Weakest Link. But yes.
Actually, you're right.
Oh, yeah!
I really, actually, just because there's so much more adult humor in the first Toy Story that people overlook,
mm-hmm.
that I appreciate how much they've put the effort into, like, how Pixar put the effort into, like, saying, we're not going to exactly do a Shrek, but we're going to do a Shrek, you know, and we're going to make it so. So, kudos. Hey, okay. You weren't paying attention.
I got lucky. Yeah.
that was actually pretty good. I'm surprised. I'm almost shocked that you got that. So, okay. All right. Your turn.
Okay. All right. You ready?
And whenever
whenever
you are ready.
I've been ready. I asked you if you were ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What is my favorite anime movie?
Your favorite anime movie? We've been on a kick with Studio Ghibli lately.
Mm-hmm.
So, your favorite anime movie?
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, I don't have a fancy timer to tell you when you're almost out of time.
Oh, it's behind you. See if you paid attention.
Oh, yeah. You've got 30 seconds.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna have to say 14 seconds. Can I phone a friend?
No, you cannot. 9 seconds.
Okay, I'm gonna have to say Howl's Moving Castle.
Oof, no, you are not right.
Wait.
You can't just do it. There it is. Time.
All right, what is it?
It is Castle in the Sky.
I was going to say that because it was the first one we went to, but then I remember we went to go see Howl's Moving Castle as well, and I'm like, but he really liked that one too.
I really do like Howl's Moving
and
Castle.
And you actually gave me Castle in the Sky for my birthday, so I remember that. I should get at least a quarter of a point for that. Forget this. We're going to review a movie. Let me go get it. I'm going to go watch a dang movie.
Okay, this is already turning out better than I said.
Well, I'm glad for you.
Yes, 1-0.
All right, so let's reset the clock.
And now it goes downhill for me.
All right, Spence, you ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
All right, my question. Here we go. What is my favorite 80s sci-fi horror film?
Thinking this was not going to be in the list.
Oddly enough, I use this as an example to pitch this idea to you. So I was like, that's kind of a no-brainer. But you know what? I'll throw it out there. Why not?
No, the problem with this is that I don't know. Like, when you think of movies, like when things are close to the 80s, you think of them as being in the 80s when they're actually not.
Nope.
Okay, whatever.
So I've talked about this at.
What was the question again?
What is my favorite 80s sci-fi horror movie?
That didn't come out in the 80s. 80s sci-fi horror movie. Oh!
So you got 10 seconds.
I'm going to guess Gremlins.
Time's up. Was that your final answer?
Yes.
Oh.
That's not part of Weakest Link.
No. My favorite 80s sci-fi horror film was and is The Thing by John Carpenter.
Oh.
The movie that had everybody so awesome, such as Keith David, Kurt Russell. It was so great and so well done.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I
noticed.
You get
it wrong, Spencer. You get it wrong.
And here we are.
All right, so right now, the score is tied 1-0. Spencer has 1 point. I have 0 points.
How is that a tie?
Did I say tie?
Yes.
Well, because I automatically come with privilege.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that since day one I met you.
The score is 1-0. Spencer has 1 point. And so we are moving to Spencer's second question, right? Your second question.
Yeah, my second question.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Okay. Eddie, what is the worst movie I've ever seen in theaters?
In theaters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I know the worst movie you've seen ever.
Yes.
Because I was there with you when you saw it. In theaters.
But... we have talked about this.
Did we see it together?
No.
Okay. Well, that kind of puts a poo in the whole honeypot. But we've talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about how bad it was.
Okay. And I've seen this, obviously.
Well, it's very hard to talk about how bad something is if you've never seen it.
Well, you never know. I mean, shoot. We're a podcast. Just because we talk about movies doesn't mean we've seen them. Wink, wink. No. Let's see. All right. I'm going to take a stab.
5 seconds.
Yeah, shut up. I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say After Earth.
No, I did not bother to see that in theaters. I knew that was going to be garbage based on the trailers.
I am Sapphire.
Oh, my gosh.
The worst movie I ever saw in theaters was The Last Airbender.
That's right, and we talked about that.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay, now we're for real. You are 1-0.
That was for real before.
No, I didn't, because I didn't get my second question yet. Okay. Spence, let's make it fair, dude. Whatever. Just because you're winning, you stupid game. All right, my question. Here we go. My question to you is, who is my Hollywood man crush?
Oh, dang it.
Now, there's actually several, but there's only one I've specifically talked about ad nauseum on this podcast.
There's only one person. Define what you mean by Hollywood man crush. Like,
he's everything. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's my Cusco.
Based on that description, the only person I can think of is...
Hold on. You got 22 seconds. Really think about this, Spence. Think about it.
Because really, my question is...
Nope, there's no other questions.
You ask questions on my questions.
That's true.
I just have one. Is it just an actor or is anyone game?
It's an actor because we're talking about movies. So I'm keeping it specific.
Okay, now I have no idea. All right. Because like what I was going to say was Guillermo del Toro, because he was your spirit animal for quite a long time.
True, but we're talking about actors in this one.
Yeah,
so you don't know.
Yes.
The answer is John Hamm.
Oh, that's right. Weren't you and like Chad doing some like, who would you put in this movie? And you would only say John Hamm.
John Hamm does no wrong.
Okay.
John Hamm is all, see all, be all, end all. So, all right. You get it wrong. All right.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just write this down. I didn't get it wrong. Okay. All right. So far, we're about to hit that third question, and Spencer got lucky on the first one. So, here we go. Whenever you're ready.
2006 was an interesting year for movies. Which of the following movies did I actually see? Is it A, Casino Royale, B, Pan's Labyrinth, C, Apocalypto,
the heck?
Or D, Borat?
Oh my God, Spence. I should have been specific and said only in the past 10 years of movies, because you're going back 13. Whatever. How the heck am I supposed to know?
I can see our friendship meant nothing to you.
Forget that. say them again, quickly.
Casino Royale, Pan's Labyrinth, Apocalypto, or Borat?
I feel like you would have went to go see Apocalypto.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes! Yes! I am vindicated. Yes! I will take it. Thank you, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson directed Apocalypto.
Yes, I know. I saw it. I just told you that.
All right. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going, because I got two more. All right. You ready, Spence?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Which Marvel movie did I not like? And I've spoken about this just about every time we talk about Marvel. I did not like this movie. And I don't know why other people did, but I did. I don't know why other people didn't, but I did not like this movie. And there are a lot of reasons to it. It's not just one particular reason. It's a culmination of things. But that's my question to you.
Which Marvel movie did you not like that everyone else did like? There's some pretty good candidates in this tub. There's like Thor 2. There's the Hulk movie that's in the universe of the MCU.
I like that one.
I don't know that.
Edward Norton was bomb.
Well, he's gone now.
Hey, he's still around. Oh, you mean, he's not in the MCU. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I didn't mean he was dead. Let's go with Iron Man 2.
Nope.
Which one was it?
Ant-Man?
You don't like Ant-Man?
I didn't like the first Ant-Man. I was fine with Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3. It wasn't great, but there were things that were in it that were redeemable, and I actually liked it. The Hulk, actually, with Edward Norton, I actually kind of enjoyed. Thor 2, it served a larger purpose. I actually liked it.
What?
I didn't. I'm not saying it's like I'm a huge fan of it, but I didn't hate it. But Ant-Man, I did not like at all. I would have walked out of the theater if I could have.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't great. And honestly, and I'm pretty sure I've said this at every length of possible, but I'm not a big fan of Paul Rudd.
That's right. You keep saying that. That should have been my clue.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's what happens, man. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me reset this and...
Well, since you liked my 2006 question so much.
Oh, my God.
As a child, I did not really like horror movies. What movie scared me a lot as a kid?
What? How does this... What?
We're getting into the harder questions.
Yeah, no kidding. When was this movie made? Or like, did you see it as a kid?
Yeah, I saw it as a kid. It was made in the 90s. Ish. I'll say.
And ish. It's not an intentional horror movie.
I'll say no.
It's a horror movie. It's a scary movie that scared you.
It's a movie that scared me as a kid. I never said it was a scary movie. Have any guesses? This is the hardest question on my list.
I'm going to have to say... I'm going to have to say Beetlejuice.
No. You suck. I actually liked that one as a kid. I thought it was weird.
What was it?
So embarrassing. So it was the movie Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. With the goo and the nasty. Are you serious?
It creeped me out as a kid.
Ernest Scared Stupid. You were scared of. Are you serious? And you've talked about it. You've talked about it. That was like. I can't believe it. Whatever. All right. All right. You ready to do this? All right. Yeah. Last stinking stupid question. I swear.
This was your idea.
All right. Here we go. My last question. Mm. And this is the ultimate bromance question.
Mm.
What was our first movie pre-screening together? I'm not even going to give you anything on this one.
First movie pre-screening. Why would you even remember something like that?
I did value our relationship, but gosh, now I'm second guessing the whole thing. Like,
oh my gosh.
You're tearing me apart, Spencer.
See, I was thinking that movie, but I couldn't remember if we paid to see that. Like, I want to say it's The Disaster Artist, but I can't remember that far back. I'll say it's The Disaster Artist. I'm pretty sure it's not, though.
Actually, no. The actual first press screening, the pre-screen that we had ever seen together... was Tomorrowland. You, me, and Corey.
Huh.
I got you both in there with me, and we went to go. That's when the theater, there used to be a theater in over off of Arden called The Domes, because it was an old
I remember seeing that with you.
That was our first press screening that you and I had gone to go see.
Man, I am so glad I didn't pay to see that movie.
Well, you're welcome, because I didn't. Yeah, yeah.
That movie's so terrible.
And you forgot. Oh, gosh. All right. So, that is the last question. So, the most you have in this game is 1 point.
Okay, the most you have is one, too.
But I have a chance to beat you. So, forgive me if I'm excited.
Okay.
So, all right. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right, remember, this is the last question, so it has to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's not as hard as the last one.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be freaking hard anyway. All right, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Mel Gibson once said... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. The question is, who is my favorite Avenger?
This is not fair because, like, my gut reaction is not a good answer. Your favorite Avenger?
Mm-hmm. We've seen a whole lot of these movies. Do you know who my favorite is?
Hmm. Your favorite Avenger. So I'm assuming he's on the Avengers. So. All right. I think I know.
You've got 12 seconds.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I'm going to have to say your favorite Avenger is Black Panther.
No.
Think of what I was gonna, because you really like that movie.
I really did like that movie.
But I was gonna say, I'm like, well, the diversity in the cast is not really great, and there's really only, if I wanted to go that route, there was only two of them. So Anthony Mackie was gonna be my second choice, but go ahead.
It is Thor.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You, a very tall and prominently built African-American, is enjoying the pleasures of viewing a tall blonde Asgardian.
It's really funny.
Okay. No, I don't remember you ever mentioning that.
Yeah, that's why I thought that was a good question, because I don't think I've ever mentioned
that. That was a horrible question. Oh, my
gosh.
Plus,
I know you would have been blinded by
I was Black Panther. Oh, my gosh. Well, from the looks of it, we obviously need to hang out.
But the nice thing is we both equally know each other as poorly.
No. I rephrase that. We each... don't pay enough attention to each other. We know each other. We just don't pay attention. But I think this is a good like litmus test to kind of see, not just like how well we know each other, but more so.
Yeah, because it was very bad for how well we know each other.
You know what?
Strangers in a room talking.
No, but more so like just an opportunity to kind of dive and dive deeper. One of the things we always say on this show is, you know, the movie, the show that gets into the movies you love and digs a little deeper. And we always spend a lot of time digging into the movies, but very rarely do we ever take the opportunity to dig into each other.
Nobody wants to dig into each
other. To get more information, to reveal more information about each other. Not take digs at each other.
Oh, no.
Shut up. So I think this was a good opportunity to kind of share a little bit. Like I really forgot that you were petrified as a kid from watching Ernest Scared Stupid.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned that to you.
I don't think so either, which thanks a lot, jerk, bringing in the rando questions.
That was the only one though.
What was the most surprising question from me?
I'm surprised I got the Pixar question correct.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. I'm like, that was a complete shot in the dark. But sure, why not?
Other than that, like, a lot of it's just me forgetting things you've said. That's like, because I know you've mentioned the thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can hear your voice saying it from like a different time frame. And so it's not that they're surprising. It's just disappointing I couldn't recall it. And maybe that's the real moral of the story, is we both have bad memories.
We're both getting old. 10 years is 9 too many. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that about wraps up another awesome episode of the Film Philosophers. Again, we hope you had a great time. And mind you, we have some really great things in store coming up for the podcast. One of the reasons why we wanted to bring up the trivia thing is if you are local to the area of Sacramento, August 12th at Oblivion Comics and Coffee, we are going to be partnering up with our co-podcast, Video Game Bang, to do a movie trivia night. So we're going to be having a great time over there. There's going to be plenty of awesome food to have and a lot of awesome questions about movies. Not so personal as tonight, but
thank goodness.
But they're going to be great questions and an opportunity for you to win some pretty fun prizes. So stick around as we push that more and more on the next episode and give you a little bit more details. But keep your dates open. August 12th, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, if you are in the Sacramento area. Again, also, check us out. We are now listed on Pandora. So if you go to your Pandora listings and look up The Film Philosophers, you'll be able to find us. And it doesn't say subscribe. It says collect episodes.
Collect?
It says collect. I don't know. It's Pandora. I don't know.
You collect episodes?
It's Pokemon.
Are they lost? What's happening?
They're poke hunting. That's what it is. So check us out, as well as on all the other streaming platforms and all your favorite places to listen to podcasts. Don't forget, head over to our website at filmlossers.com, where you can just listen directly to all our episodes from 1 to 170. And also check with us on socials at facebook.com/filmlossers and on Twitter at filmlosophy101. Also check us out on Instagram. We're also on Instagram at instagram.com/filmlossophy101, where I will actually be at San Diego Comic-Con this week. So once this episode drops, you will actually be hearing... I will actually be in San Diego at the time, so on Wednesday. And I'll be doing some information drops and some stuff from out there, posting a couple things here and there. So be on the lookout for that. Subscribe to us. Follow us on those social pages. And you can check out all that stuff that I'm going to be letting loose. So, but yeah, this was fun. And like I said... we just got to pay more attention to each other.
What?
Exactly. My point exactly. But yeah, like I said, we got a lot of great stuff coming up in store and we're excited. Fall's right around the corner. Summer's coming to an end.
Whoa.
We're excited nevertheless. So yeah. Any last words, Spencer?
I miss summer already.
Well, on that note, from all of us here at the Film Philosophers, I'm Eddie.
I'm Spence.
Class dismissed.